You know, the great thing about the Woody and Jim Show podcast, you can take it with you and you can listen to it anytime. You are not limited by the physics of time and space and the time-space continuum.
All I would say about that is, whoa. Still a lot of schools are closed today.
Yeah. Yep.
Of course, they...
Here it is, Wednesday after the Friday of the storm.
Right. Because, you know, things melt during the day, and then it got down in the teens last night. So, you know, it starts refreezing, so the buses can't get through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know, the kids are fine with it.
Yeah. They don't hate it at all.
It's the parents that got to go like, I got to go to work, but I don't know what to do with you.
I can't just leave you at home with a bunch of healthy choice meals.
Do you remember all the stuff we used to do to try to like make sure they would close schools?
Oh, yeah.
There was like, wear your pajamas
inside out. Yeah,
that's right.
That would make sense.
Yeah, you have to like spin backwards or something.
Yeah. Like, there was a whole ritual.
Yeah.
Somehow you'd make it snow.
Yeah.
Hope against hope.
This girl I went to school with, her dad was the superintendent of our junior high and our high school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so she would get out early in the morning and hose down her driveway so it would freeze so that her dad would cancel schools.
Oh, so you go out in the driveway and be frozen. Yeah. And you say, oh,
she's brilliant.
Yeah, I know. She took one for the team. Thank you, Ellie.
That is fiendishly
clever.
Shout
out, Ellie. Yeah.
That's really funny.
Uh-huh.
I remember me and my friends... We were at my house alone. Always a bad idea, right?
Yeah.
And so I don't know. We were like maybe eighth graders or something, and we're like, "Hey, let's prank phone call the superintendent of schools and get him to close school for tomorrow because it was snowing."
Yeah.
And we're like, "Yeah, we'll just tell him it's something like, oh, we're from the fire department,
we're from the fire weather department,
you know." And so we're like, yeah. So we look up his number and we call him, and he's like, you know, hello. And we're like, yeah, this is the fire department. It's really bad. You should close the schools.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, I know this is a joke. I know. Don't you wish we could? And then he was really nice to us. Aww. Like, he knew we were pranking him.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. We expected to fight. And he was like, oh, I know. I wish we could close schools. It's just too early to tell, guys. Yeah. I know.
Aww.
Like, don't be nice.
Yeah.
We had made you a villain because you hadn't closed it yet.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
And you know, now, you know, you can text and stuff if you're it, but you used to have to pretend to be sick on the phone.
Yeah.
You know, we actually, you know, says, hello, principal, this is Woody's dad. And he's not going to come into school today.
Yeah. He's got a case of the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, he's got jungle rot or something. I don't know what it is.
I don't know if you've heard about the coyote that went to Aldi. I mean, it's a good idea. They have really great prices.
They do have good prices,
But in Chicago...
the animals have to bring their own bags.
Kind of downtown Chicago, a coyote wandered in and then, like, was in on the shelf hiding behind... like cheese and other like frozen things.
It burrowed its way into the freezer section and the refrigerated section.
And so they got the authorities to come in, and they had to pull the coyote out, and they did it by the tail.
Yeah, there was a police officer that had grabbed the coyote by the tail and pulled him out. And then it jumps right back in.
It's kind of brutal.
It's going like, it's cold outside and I like cheese.
Yeah. It feels safe in here.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I was in, I was at Cava in Green Hills on Monday, and I'm sitting at my table, and there's two women, and they're up like doing something, and I'm like, what is going on? It just seems strange. There was a bird inside the restaurant just flying around. I was like, what?
Kinda
what
trapped.
The heck? Yeah. And so they open up the two doors to try and lure it out, but it's freezing outside. So I'm like, close it. Like, what are you doing? Close it. I will deal with the bird in here. Like, let's close the doors. It's freezing outside. So they leave the doors open. Some time passes.
And they go, shoo.
Yeah,
shoo.
Yeah. Please leave. Call Snow White. A manager comes out and tries to do something, I think, but he literally was just standing there watching the bird.
Now, you were doing an impression of him earlier where you were saying he would, like, wander around the restaurant wherever the bird was.
He just followed the bird and had, like, no sense of urgency to get the bird.
Well, unless you have, like, a broom or a net or something, you're not going to be able to coax the bird out.
He didn't even have his, like, arms up in the air to, like, I don't know, here, birdie, here. Like, he just stood there looking. I'm like, what is your purpose here, sir?
Maybe he was trying to take one for the team. Wherever the bird was, he was going to stand below it. And then if the bird, had to drop one.
I'm the manager. I have to show a sense of power.
There were two people that the bird was kind of like flying around. And I don't even know if they knew. Like, they were operating as if they had no idea. I could not be me. I would be too nervous that the bird would poop. But the manager, and then the manager walked away at one point too. I was like, "Sir, you have food in your restaurant. Like, this has to go against some sort of.
This is your job,
right?
Yeah. No sense of urgency to get the bird out of the building.
I'd like a scone and some bird flu, please. one of my first jobs out of high school was I worked at a Kmart.
Oh, yeah?
And we used to get birds that came in all the time. And the big glass windows, and they would just go bam against the window because they saw blue sky out there. The poor birds would knock themselves out trying to get out of the store.
That's kind of funny. It is kind of funny.
I was a teenager, so it's super funny.
That's true.
If you want to see the coyote being pulled out of the freezer section at Aldi, we posted it.
Yeah.
If you want to see the video.
It's on the 93.3 Totally Hits Facebook and Woody and Jim Facebook page. So, you can say, would I be brave enough to pull the tail of a coyote out of the cheese in Aldi?
Nature. You scary.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood.
So this is one of those amazing things. Good people jump to the front when things need to happen.
Right.
A 73-year-old grandmother who still owns her own flower shop and likes to deliver the flowers herself was delivering flowers in a town just outside of Boston. And she got out of her car to deliver flowers when she didn't fully put the car all the way in park.
Ooh.
So the car rolled onto her.
Oh,
her
wow.
Front leg was pinned by the front wheel of her car. And 12 strangers all ran to her rescue and with a rush of adrenaline lifted the front of the car.
Wow.
So somebody could get her out. She went to the hospital. She's got basically just bruised legs.
No way.
Really? She's, so no broken bones or anything?
She is okay. She
That's
is
amazing.
Walking, they say.
Wow.
Which is just amazing.
Yeah.
And she said she is going to go back, and when she's back at work, she's going to keep delivering flowers because that's one of the reasons she loves the job.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Wow.
There you go.
Somebody from up above was looking after her.
For sure.
Absolutely. Wow. She's made of tough stuff.
Yeah, no kidding.
There's your mood boost.
Aww.
Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. A lot of local news people are leaving the TV stations they work at.
Yeah. There's always been a lot of turnover.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not one of the anchors, being a reporter and stuff doesn't pay.
Don't make a whole lot of money.
You'd be surprised how little money they make.
Yeah. And like when I was going to school for it, because that's what I went to school for.
Yeah.
They have to do everything.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, hardly ever do they actually have a cameraman.
Right.
They actually have to take their own camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everything. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I think sometimes you, especially if you want to do it, like, you bite off more than you can chew in the beginning because you don't realize that.
And a lot of the TV stations trying to save money, and they just won't send a camera person out with you. They just make you do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Put a static camera there while you're standing in front of a dark snowbank at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's safe.
More popular local meteorologists, Bree Smith, News Channel 5, she just finished up. Her last day was on Friday.
Yeah, we didn't know it was her last day. And then all of a sudden she announced this week that she's going to spend more time with her family. And
which is good for her. I became a fan of hers because she would do really funny stuff on social media. And she was just very real. And she had a good sense of humor and stuff.
She was fun.
Going to kind of miss her. I wonder what sleeveless meteorologist they're going to put in her place, because my wife pointed this out to me. And once you see, once you hear this, it sticks in your head. As far as local news,
yes.
If they are at the anchor desk or a meteorologist, the female personalities are sleeveless.
Is that
even
like
even in the winter?
Is that like a rule? They have to be sleeveless?
I think it's kind of an unwritten rule.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Because it happens so much. Like, you know, here we are. It's like 22 degrees.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's even colder in a TV studio. It's freezing.
Yeah.
And they're sleeveless.
Yeah.
I saw that this morning, and I think it's a thing. I think it's like, I don't know. We got to pull people in. Show them your arms.
Yeah. We need arms. Katie Melvin, one of the... meteorologist on News Channel 5. Yeah, she has her photo is up there, and yeah, she's
you've
she
got
has
it
no
on
sleeves.
The like the bios on
their
website.
She has no sleeves, and maybe that's real because I am with Bree Smith being gone. Leland Statham filled in yesterday in the 5 o'clock news.
Yeah,
and he had no sleeves on.
Really?
He was he was in a 3-piece suit with no sleeves.
It's got to be a rule.
Yeah,
it's got to be a rule.
I saw it on Facebook.
Well, the sun was out yesterday, so sun's out, guns out.
Yeah, that's, oh my God, that's what it is. That must be their whole mantra at local news.
I would love it. I wouldn't want anybody to lose their job because I like you know that they get so many rules put on them about what they're allowed to say, like you know, outside of the TV stuff that they do.
Yep.
But I would love. We should talk to Kelly Sutton, who has done morning stuff for years.
Is the sleeveless thing a thing?
Yeah, she now works for the Grand Ole Opry and does all these great things. So, like, I'm gonna check with her. I'm gonna check with her tomorrow. We'll come back to this.
Right.
Stay tuned.
I know. Ask her. Is it a rule?
When Vicki Yates left Channel 5, she retired, and she's excited to be living a life where she can wear sleeves now.
Yeah, I know. Maybe
in every
what
photo,
is it? What is it about sleeves?
Anti-sleeve.
Three things you want to know this morning. Just another reminder to not fall for scams. A woman in France divorced her millionaire husband because she got AI photos of Brad Pitt, and she thought that he was in love with her, and it was all AI. And they
somebody pretended to be Brad Pitt.
Yeah, and they sent pictures and also scammed her out of like $850,000.
Oh my God!
Saying that she was gonna help him with his cancer treatment, which is also bogus.
Yeah,
and the pictures don't even look real at all. But you know, she fell for it.
And why would he need her money?
Yeah, he's
plenty
of money.
Pitt.
Yeah, you say, why do you need it? Go make another movie.
Exactly. Jeez. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, that's awful.
Yeah. Hey, TripAdvisor has come out with their best travel destinations for 2025. Where did Nashville rank? We are sixth on the list. And the only cities that beat us were New York, Oahu, Hawaii, Las Vegas, Florida, Keys, and New Orleans.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So, I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
We do like people visiting. We just can't let them stay or come back to move here.
Come and visit. Give us your money and then go home, please.
And it's okay as long as they stay like concentrated to downtown.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Like stay within the rope limit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stay off the interstate.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
What you got, Gina?
So, U.S. swimmer Gary Hall Jr., who competed in 3 Olympics, he lost his Olympic medals in the fires that happened or are still happening. Right.
Yeah, I bet you there's a lot like that.
Yeah, but the IOC, which is the International Olympic Committee, has said that they'll replace them.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, that's really good.
Yeah, so he's going to get them all back, and it'll be righted a little bit.
But. Yeah.
I saw a picture of Robert Redford. I guess he had an Oscar that burned up in the fire
and
showed, like, the remains of it.
Yeah.
It was pretty sad.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of memories and a lot of things.
Sure.
You know,
a lot of work that goes into earning
And, like he said,
like
he
medals.
Was like, I had no no time to make any decision.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he went in and got his dog and his insulin, and that was all he had time for.
Yeah.
That's probably the right call.
Yeah, because he didn't.
Super scary. Facebook has announced that they're not fact-checking anything anymore.
Yep.
And it's becoming very obvious.
I mean, actually, it's become slightly more entertaining because people have been saying these ridiculous things.
They're not going to check up on it to see if it's real or not.
I had Albert Einstein's baby, and it's a picture of like Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, it's just ridiculous stuff. Hashtag Facebook not fact checking.
Yeah. Why don't they teach that stuff in school?
So there's something that's been going around on Facebook, but we don't think it's true. What is it, Gina?
Yeah, so it's according to Facebook, it's National Use Your Gift Card Day. So I was like, oh, we can, you know, we can talk about it. I can remind people to use their gift cards today.
If you got gift cards for Christmas, right. You're supposed to use them, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I don't know why, like what in me was like, hey, double check it. But I like
you're doing what Facebook won't. You fact check.
Yeah. And so I went into Google and I was like, National Gift Use Your Gift Card Day or whatever. And it's on Saturday.
So it's not today.
No.
Not the official day.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, come on, Facebook, be better.
Come on, Zuck.
Yeah. Come on, Zuck. Step up your game. But it is a good idea because I love getting gift cards, but like you can forget and you can lose them.
Yeah.
Or if you set them down like on a horizontal surface in my house, it gets covered up with like tax papers
and other things.
Yeah. And then you find it like sometimes way too late. Sometimes they have the expiration dates.
You know what somebody should invent is because the only bad thing about gift cards is you don't know the balance unless you have a receipt.
Yeah.
Right.
And I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I'll wrap the receipt around the card. But then if you have a lot of gift cards, it just stacks up. Whatever.
Right. Yeah, and you have to go online and see how much it's worth.
Yeah, or like call.
Call
and
a number.
As we've already established, who calls anymore?
Nobody calls.
So they need to make an app where you can like scan the card and then it has the balance.
That's brilliant.
So there should be an app.
Whoever does that, credit me. So
I know.
Yeah. It's on the record.
Yeah, there you go.
Gina gets like half of whatever you make.
Yeah, it's only fair. Like the plasma donation center thing, they have that where it'll have like what your sum of.
Many times you've given.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they'll have, like, if you use your card, like, they'll have the balance, the remaining balance.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, really smart.
So if you give plasma, they just put it on a card for you? Oh, that's actually really handy.
Yeah. So they need to build an app where you can put all of the gift cards you have on there, and then it shows the amount.
Yeah.
You should do that.
And if you use it, it goes down. You don't use all of it.
Yeah. How many times we've all had like a gift card for Christmas and it ends up in a junk drawer under 200 pins?
Yeah. Oh, I know.
And you're going like, hey, we had $25 at Longhorn Steakhouse we didn't know about.
I have a couple here in my wallet. I should probably just check out because I think I haven't even touched them in a couple of years. So, okay. I've got one. Oh, my God. I have two gift cards. All right. I've got one for FGL House. Awesome.
Yes.
And the other Wild Horse Saloon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm going. Yeah. Guess where we're going tonight and tomorrow night, honey?
$25 at the Johnny Cash Restaurant and Museum
that just closed.
It's Woody and Jim in the Morning. We are ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood.
Your shipping and printing supercenter.
Let's bring in our combatants right now. For the ladies in the audience, we have Jessica in Mount Juliet. Hello, Jessica.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're so perky. And for the guys, we have Eddie in Nashville. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. Doing great, thank you. Let's warm up with a Get Acquainted question first.
Sure. Starting with Jessica, do you have a favorite family recipe?
Yeah, my granddad makes the best bourbon maple glazed ham. I go down to Florida every year just for Thanksgiving, just for his ham.
Oh, yeah.
That, my mouth is watering.
Yeah. Don't care much about Grandpa. Just love his ham.
Could you just leave the ham out on the porch and I'll just stop by? Yeah.
Eddie, what about you? Favorite family recipe?
I love sweets. It's got to be those snickerdoodles around Christmas time.
Oh, that's another good one.
Rule. Yes. Very nice. Yep.
All right. You each have a screw you can use. If you don't know the answer to a question, you can use the screw and make your opponent answer the question. If they get it wrong, you get a point for knowing nothing. But if they get it right, they steal a point.
That's where the drama comes in.
Yes.
All right. We start with a multiple choice for both of you. Jessica, is Jerry Jones the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, the Detroit Lions, or the Green Bay Packers?
Let's screw early.
We're going to screw early. Okay, all right.
This is a very risky move.
So, Eddie, she hopes you don't know this. Jerry Jones owns the Dallas Cowboys, Detroit Lions, or the Green Bay Packers?
Dallas
is right.
Yes, and he steals a point from you, Jessica. Very risky move. Using the screw on the first question.
But we know danger is your middle name, Jessica.
She likes to live on the edge.
On the edge.
Here's one for Eddie. This is on purpose.
All right. Is Harpo a production company owned by Shonda Rhimes, Oprah, or Drew Barrymore?
I'll use my screw.
Oh, okay. I was hoping. Okay. So, Jessica, you know the answer.
What were the options again? Because no.
Shonda Rhimes, Oprah, or Drew Barrymore is the owner of Harpo, a production company.
Let's do Shonda Rhimes.
No, it's Oprah. Because that's Harpo is Oprah spelled backwards.
Yep.
All right. Well, the screw worked the same for both of you. Mm-hmm. You're tied 1-1.
Okay, here we go. No, actually, she didn't get that.
She guessed. She guessed wrong. That's right.
We're hopeful a girl's going to win. We haven't won in a while.
No pressure, Jessica. Okay, Jessica, before becoming an actor, John Cena was part of what sport?
Wrestling.
Woo! Yeah, there you go.
You're back on the board. Okay.
All right, Eddie, what company sells Nice and Easy hair color?
L'Oreal?
No.
It's
Clairol.
Okay.
So we do have a tie game now going into the third set of questions.
Okay, you can still do it, Jessica.
That's the only one that I got right.
Yay for you.
You're not right.
You're rolling dice, Jessica, and you roll boxcars. What two numbers are on the dice that you rolled?
Fours?
No,
they're sixes.
Yeah.
Sixes.
Six and six. Mm. Okay, so can't give you credit there. Eddie, you have a chance to win it if you get this one right.
Your Italian food recipe calls for EVOO. What is that?
EVOO.
A spice? Yeah.
It is not a spice.
No.
It's extra virgin olive oil.
That's how it spells out, yeah.
Okay, so that is a 1-1 tie.
Wow.
After three questions, we go to the tiebreaker, which is name the totally hit that we are going to give you lyrically, up to 5 lines from a song. How many lines will you need to name it, Jessica? Up to 5.
He's got 2 points because he used his screw. He should already win. But, I mean, I will
take it you're
and keep
right.
going.
We were told there'd be no math.
I know. I didn't get into this for math. But let's okay.
Hey, I don't keep track. I just ask the question.
Yeah, I know. It's my only job. I have one job, and I screwed it up. But let's just keep going for the fun of it. Eddie has officially won.
Okay.
But let's try the name that song, because I've got it lined up.
Yeah.
Okay, so how many lines of a song will you need to name it?
Four,
okay.
Eddie, can you do it in less?
I can do it in three.
Three. Mm. Back to you. Jessica?
He can have it in three.
All right, three.
Okay. Name this totally hit in 3 lines. In the midnight hour, I can feel your power just like a prayer. Name that song.
I can sing it. It's, oh my gosh.
Let's hear you sing it.
In the midnight hour. Is it like a prayer?
It is like a prayer. Yes.
So there you go. Eddie, you are a double winner then.
That's right. We've got a prize for you, and you get that certificate of braggification that we give to all our winners. I'm not getting one because I can't keep the score.
If you'd like to play Gender Wars some morning, we'll get you on the list. Give us a call at 615-553-0933. We play twice a day, 720 and 820. It is Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. Taylor's here from the Nashville Humane Association, and you brought us a puppy. This is not even fair.
I know.
An adorable puppy.
I keep forgetting what I'm talking about. I'm so distracted by the cuteness of this puppy, I can't even.
And
this
his name is Cobalt.
Cobalt, 2 months old, still has puppy breath.
Aww.
I know. Microchipped, up to date on vaccines, ready to go home. Somebody come scoop this kid up. I honestly can't believe he's lasted more than a day.
Yeah. I think there's going to be a race to get down to the Humane Association, especially after you see Cobalt.
Yeah, he is so cute. He's got bluish green eyes and just those big floppy puppy paws. Oh my gosh.
With a little scarf that says adopt me.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love him.
You have to see this puppy.
Yeah.
He's like a little teddy bear. Like, he's so fuzzy.
Yeah, he's like a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so cute.
Gosh, and the yawns. Oh, my gosh. I can't even handle it.
He's part dog, and he's part Paddington.
Yeah. He's like a perfect color of brown. Like, I don't know how to describe.
It's like faded almost.
Yeah. Like, his whole package, everything he has going on is working for him.
Cobalt, you are the whole package.
Goodness. Oh, yeah. And he has a litter mate that's still there. So there was a litter of, I think, six. All of them have been adopted except for Cobalt and one of his sisters.
Really? Oh, are they all adorable like this?
Yeah. But honestly, Cobalt's the fluffiest.
Okay.
Yeah. So come on down. This winter weather, you need a fluffy puppy.
That's right. You need a fluffy couch buddy.
Yeah, a cuddle companion.
Yeah.
You can see Cobalt on our social media. We got, of course, TikTok, while it lasts. And also on the Woody and Jim Facebook page. Cobalt, so adorable. Wow. You just got to see her.
Yeah, I'm obsessed. Him.
Adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. It's Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. Three things you want to know this morning. Hey, guess what? The fourth most popular Beatle is in town. Ringo Starr, like Post Malone or the Wiggles, he's now a country singer. And they're recording a special at the Ryman. They started last night. I guess it's going to be there tonight and tomorrow night. Partial proceeds from the tickets will go to help the California fires. As they give it to the American Red Cross.
That's good, at least.
I guess, yeah, it's going to be Jack White there, too, along with Sheryl Crow and a few of the local folks. Going to stop by and help him out.
I'm sure there's going to be some surprises, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Always is in Nashville.
I listened to his country song, and it's not good.
We will take your word for it.
We need to not encourage him.
All right. I trust you.
Is he going to do Yellow Submarine with a steel guitar in the background?
We all live in a yellow double wide.
Yes, make it country.
You know, we just heard Johnny Cash's bar and museum is shutting down, but no worries. Another celebrity is taking its place in a different spot.
Obviously.
This one's on Broadway. Jelly Roll's bar is opening
up.
Oh, I like that.
Tomorrow night. It's called Goodnight Nashville. What makes it different? It's the first lower Broadway bar owned by a native Nashvillian.
Wow, yeah.
And, you know, it's going to have five stories. It's going to have a rooftop. One unique space is called Buddy's Back Room, which is named after his late father. And then he's got one floor that just honors his wife, who just loves.
Oh, yeah. It's actually really cool.
That's
yeah,
cool.
It's got a big portrait of her. Yeah. And so I kind of like that. So
I also heard there's a tattoo parlor in there, too.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it does not shock.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have a lot of friends that got invited to their like soft open last night.
Oh, yeah.
And they all said the food was amazing.
Good.
So I know a lot of people don't go to the bars for the food.
Right.
But a lot of the bars on Broadway actually do have really good food.
Yeah.
Nice.
We went to John Bon Jovi's place for our Christmas party. They have great food.
Their food is very good there. Yeah.
Gina, what you got?
So a Burger King employee got fired for maybe the craziest reason the other day. They accidentally put their marijuana in one of the orders. So mom ordered some chicken fries for her kid, and marijuana was in the fry pack.
Maybe they thought it was a salad.
Yeah.
I don't know. But Burger King has assured everybody that employee has been terminated.
Mm.
So just make sure you're double checking your kid's food
that
before
doesn't
you
have
give
pot
it to
in
them.
It.
Yeah. Because you never know.
And McDonald's says, hey, we're the ones doing Happy Meals. What are you doing? Stop that.
Burger King's doing the chill meal.
Yeah. They're doing the most, bruh.
All right. Tomorrow we're going to be playing Gender Wars at 7:20 and again at 8:20. Plus, we're going to try to get to the bottom of the sleeveless newscasters.
Is it a rule that if you are a female newscaster or meteorologist that you're not allowed to wear sleeves?
Because you never see sleeves
on. They never
wear
sleeves.
Yeah.
Even in the winter.
Yeah.
I know. You know those girls are like, I don't know how they're not, like their teeth aren't chattering.
Because it's always cold in the TV studio. Yeah.
I know. What do you guys got going the rest of the day, Woody?
I'm going to be contacting my mortgage company. I'm going to try to get a home equity loan just to keep my head above water for a little while.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
All right.
Because I've been, we've been having some tight budget issues.
You've had expenses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cars.
cars and
HVAC
and, you know, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, so I'm going to see if I can get some money.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Without a gun. I'll try to get that some money somewhere.
That's right. Gina, what you got going on today?
Going to go to the gym, of course.
Yes.
And then I have a linen closet and a guest bedroom.
Okay.
That are full of linens and towels and all the things. So I'm going to try and tackle cleaning it and organizing my linen closet.
Well, that's not something people do for like years at a time.
I know. So I'm going to try and get ahead of it so that it doesn't get too overwhelming, which it already is at that point. So,
well, give us some before and after pictures.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
You can still shut the door though, right?
I can, yes.
Okay, well, then
yes.
You don't have to worry about it.
But it's taking up two of my, like, laundry hampers full of stuff.
Okay,
so
you need the space.
I need the space, yes.
What you doing, Jim?
I've got for a church thing, I've got to give a presentation to somebody this afternoon, and then it's making dinner for when my wife gets home.
All right.
She comes home hangry. So I got to have it ready. We're doing smash burgers in my house tonight.
Nice.
Nice.
We'll catch you later. Have a good one.